You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
I'm so proud of you for enunciating.
Thank you. It's like five in a row.
Now watch me bomb. Okay, so if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you'd think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer to stay anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
As a reminder, we have a class this weekend. It's going to be on October 28th, hosted by Hannah Hadidi of Morning Light Divination, who's going to give us an awesome class on Death Magic 101. I've taken her classes before. They're great. So I'm very excited about that. That is for the library tier and up. So if you would like to join us, follow us on Patreon, head on over there, library tier and up. And if you can't make the class, but you are very interested, it will be available immediately to watch, so you can watch it later if you want. This week, Marie and I are just going to kind of hang out, chat, and talk about things going on in our lives right now. So that being said, Maria, I know you had like a crazy last weekend. Tell us about it.
I did. So I was lucky enough to go to a Tamed Wild retreat to read tarot cards for the lovely people who attended the retreat.
So cool.
And it was a Samhain theme, so it had a lot to do with spirits and stuff like that. We had Amanda of Pretty Effin' Spooky there, and like, I don't know, it was just really, like, as her name says, it was very spooky and very fun. Like, every night, like, we talked about ghost stories and did, like, EVP sessions, did the whole, what's it called? The Estes method. And,
I think that's what it's called.
And did the ovilus. Mm-hmm. But a bunch of like crazy things happened, and some that like I experienced myself. Unfortunately, the whole time I was at the Tamed Wild retreat, ever since COVID, I've had like issues with like heart palpitations, and it was really bad at the retreat. So I was like, this whole time, like in this kind of like liminal state already of like feeling like really tired, but also feeling like super energized because of, you know, the amazing energy and like the things that were going on during
feeding off other people and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the readings went fine and all that. Like, I literally kept myself alive on coffee, but it was fine. But, so a couple of things that happened at the retreat that are worth mentioning because they were pretty, like, as I said, creepy. Amanda was doing the Estes method. So she's the one that had the like the blindfold on and was listening to the spirit box and noise canceling headphones. And we as a group would ask questions one by one to see, you know, how she would respond and stuff like that. And one of the things that she said that was a man walked in and she explained to him very well that he had a cap. It was like one of those flat caps. Like, I think it's that they have in like Ireland or Scotland. Mm-hmm. I can't forget which.
Like a Newsies hat?
Yeah. Okay. And he had like a robust belly, and I think she said that his name was Henry.
No.
And it, like, one of the girls that was in attendance, Amanda explained, like, described her grandfather who had passed away. Yeah.
What?
Yes, it was crazy. But it was crazy because the girl, like, obviously, you know, this was like the first night, so everyone was kind of still shy and stuff. She
She just diving right in.
She didn't say anything like when it would happen. We found out later, but it was like
that was so crazy, very weird.
But also that same session.
Wait, was her grandpa's name Henry?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. And it was very funny because he was like, I don't know. He was just, I forgot what he was trying to say and like communicate, but he was basically, okay, I'm leaving now. But then like it got like really creepy because like some of the things that Amanda was saying. And one of the things that she said was, behind you. And I shit you not. Okay, Amanda's sitting in front of a fireplace, and behind the fireplace is a big ass mirror, and in front of that mirror is a television. And underneath the television, you could kind of like see the slip of mirror. I looked up and I saw people in the hallway pass by, like black shadows passing by at that same time.
No, we don't need any of that.
But like I was like, oh my god, I didn't like, I, oh yeah, I did, I turned to Shelby, who one of the owners of Tamed Wild, and was like, oh my god, guess what I just saw. And I was kind of whispering it because we're trying to be kind of quiet and not disturb what's going on. Yeah, we're trying not to get in giggle fits and stuff like that, because apparently last year that kind of ruined the seance like little thing that we had going on.
Yeah,
but
well, that would make sense.
That was scary. That was scary. And as people said that, the like the spirit said that they were leaving, Shelby's door would open and close.
No, it wouldn't.
Like the front door. The front door.
No, it wouldn't. I don't want to hear that ever.
Okay. And then
incorrect.
We were doing the obelisk session, and like, okay, we're like not the smartest group of like witches.
Yeah, we're kind of dumb as hell.
We are. But Shelby and Amanda went to a thrift store that day, and they basically went around looking for haunted dolls.
All right. Okay, no, I need to ask you this question. I was going to ask you it later, but I need to ask you this question before we continue with this story.
Okay.
When you say it's a Tamed Wild retreat, can anybody come to this, or are you invited?
Anybody, like it's something you have to buy and like sign up for.
I understand that, but like me, somebody who is not invited, I could buy a ticket and I could go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah. I asked that because it's one thing to be like a bunch of gal pals in a house going fucking haunted doll shopping. It's another one to be like, hey, gang of people who are here. What if we just were to make everyone's day bad with some dolls?
But see, I think that's all in the whole description about like what they do during that specific retreat. So it's like,
I'm only teasing.
Oh, yeah, I'm not actually
trying to punch down on this.
No, everyone was seriously really amped. I think Amanda was like, sorry, my dog just like hawked up a hairball. Anyways, but everyone kept asking Amanda to do more. Like she was the star of the Tamed Wild retreat. But anyways.
Oh, that's so good. Good for Amanda. She really deserves it. Like, listen, not to be an annoying little cow, but Amanda does really cool stuff and she has cool thoughts and ideas. And
I can tell you that she's fucking talented, like super talented.
What is she? Some kind of a wizard?
But I'll get into that. But okay, so so Shelby got a doll and Amanda got a doll. Amanda got this creepy fucking ass animatronic panda that would light up and like
I saw just, like, that. Make that was terrifying.
Yes. Okay, and she's
wait, I have another follow-up question before you continue the story. Did your wife come?
Oh yeah.
How'd she deal with all the spooky stuff?
Oh, she loves it. She's
I would have expected her to like freak out.
No, she's like a huge skeptic. Well, I say skeptic. She's open to it, but she's very skeptical. So she's just kind of sitting there like logically and like looking at the situation, basically.
She's so funny. Okay, anyway, continue. Sorry. I just wanted to know.
Like, this is good.
I wanted to know if she loved it or she hated it, because like I think of it's funny because our partners, Maria's wife, my husband, right? Mm-hmm. Our partners, I love them because they support every single thing Maria and I do. But simultaneously, like, they both are like, you're so dumb. All the time. Like, just all the time.
What are you doing?
Yeah, why are you doing that? No, don't do that. You sound crazy. And my husband called me evil the other day. And I was like, why do you think I'm evil? And he goes, black magic. And I was like, well, first of all, we're not getting into that. And I was like, second of all, that doesn't make me evil. I'm not evil. He goes, Robin, you practice literal witchcraft. And I was like, oh, touche.
You should have been black magic. Because, like, well, yeah, I'm a powerful ass witch.
I'm a powerful witch. What do you want from me? Don't fuck with me. But it's funny because of how they both are separately, mm-hmm. I always group our spouses into the same category of like just being so fed up with all of our shit at all times that I'm just like, oh, she probably hated being there too. Just like frame for them.
No, she dug it. She dug it. But yeah, she does look at me like I'm, you know,
on drugs.
Yeah, basically. Yes. Yeah.
What a hater.
Like when she comes downstairs and I'm literally talking, just like, I'm busy. Let me talk to my grandma. It's fine.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. You worry about yourself and your own life.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? Okay. But, anyway. Okay. So the panda is sitting in front of the fireplace on a chair. Like, it's facing us. We're basically all on couches surrounding the fireplace. And Amanda's sitting next to it, like, asking the questions into the obelisk. And the obelisk keeps going on, like, hot, flame, hell. Because it's sitting in front of the fireplace.
No, stop it. That's so funny, actually. Like, that's so funny.
And, like, obviously, we kept talking to it, and eventually it was like, oh, I forgot what it said. It said a word that means basically that it was done. Oh, depleted. It said depleted, and then just stopped talking.
All right.
And the ovulus stopped, and we're like, okay.
Hello? Goodbye.
That's that. But yeah, like, and then like there's this other circumstance where just us tamed wild practitioners were sitting together, and mm-hmm. we were talking once again about like all the goings on, because there's more, obviously more stuff that happened, but I don't want to take up the entire podcast with stuff that happened.
Do it. Take over the entire podcast. I think that's a good idea. That's why I asked you first. Continue.
So you want me to tell you?
I want you to tell me everything because I care. And I want to listen.
I should go in.
If you're listening to this and you don't care, just turn off the episode because I want to listen.
Well, okay. I should say that Shelby's house is super old, like really old on its own. And not to mention before that house was there, there was a previous house that was there in the first place, and they moved that house like down the street. Mm-hmm. So this plot of land has been used for a very, very, very long time. It has definitely different spirits in the house, like multiple accounts of people, because it used to be an inn. Now Shelby like lives in it. Multiple accounts from people who stayed at the inn that they in the attic, they would see two people walk from one of the closet into the hallway. And it's repeatedly. And like, multiple people have come in and said that they have seen this.
No, they're lying. Anyway.
Riss, who did our shadow work class, was there, and she was doing like astrology readings for everybody. Well, she was recording a reel up there, and all of a sudden, halfway through her reel, her voice just dramatically slows down.
No.
Slows down. First, everyone was like, what the fuck? They didn't even realize like it was her voice, but it was her voice just dramatically slowed down. And there's like these weird ass noises like in the background. But it was just very creepy. And I feel so bad for Riss because she was actually sleeping in this room where like multiple ghost sightings have happened. And she, I think after that happened, that next night she changed her
room. I mean, yeah, I would too. Listen, I find ghosts to be so fucking annoying. They really are. I'm just trying to sleep. I'm trying to get on with my life. Like, knock it off. And like, I like to live in a state of blissful ignorance that if they're not going to show themselves to me, then I'm just going to mind my own business and pretend they're not there.
Yeah. Seriously.
I think you guys are insane for like seeking that shit out. And maybe I am jaded to the point where I'm just like so irritated by ghosts just existing in my vicinity that I'm just like, it's like, you know, when as a mother, you know how you can be touched out by your kid?
You can be ghosted out 100%.
You can be ghosted 100%. Out. And so when people are like, oh, I did this thing to talk to ghosts more, I'm just like, why would you do that? It's not because I'm like afraid of them. It's just like, why would you invite that, more of that into your life, is my thought process.
Yeah, 100%. I think it helped that, like, obviously we're in a house full of witches. So after we were done with something, like it was cleansed, it was taken care of. Uh-huh. And I didn't have to stay there, so I would literally like be like, oh, that experience was cool, and then go to my hotel room. As I said, like this whole entire time, I was like in this very like liminal state just from being so exhausted. But we were, as I said, me, Shelby, just all the tame wild practitioners were sitting in a circle around the fireplace. And as we were talking about our experiences and stuff. I literally saw 2 feet walk up beside me and then like just walk back. Just the feet. It was like white shoes. It was very weird. It was like white boots, kind of. I don't know,
like Doc Martens.
No No, like older.
She just saw a pair of like those
it's Brittany Gutch.
You know those white DMs that are like plastic? It's like leather, but it's been like treated, so it's like plastic coated leather.
Yeah.
She just sees a pair of those like walking up to her, brand new, fresh out of the box.
Oh, yeah. And I forgot, like, we were doing the house tour because Shelby does a tour every single time. And everyone was about to go off and go to their hotel rooms and their Airbnbs and whatever. And I literally felt the ground shake underneath my feet. No one else felt it.
I don't like that, if I'm being really honest with you. Love you so much. Think that you might have some issues in your brain for seeking this stuff out. You're crazy. You're all crazy.
Well, I've been sleeping fine since, so it's fine.
It's like, you know how I know that? You know how I know that psychics on those ghost shows are lying?
How?
Because I've never met somebody who's actually like a medium or a psychic that's like, I'm going to just go into this house that will be filled with people. Like, I've never, ever in my life met somebody who does that. I'm joking. Obviously, I have. Like, J. Allen Cross has been on here, and he does that. I'm exaggerating. So everybody relax. Calm down. Take a
seat. That was Amanda. Amanda's, like, very gung-ho about it.
I'm just joking, so relax. But calm down. You're screaming. Relax. but I just, like, I am so the opposite of that. I'm just like, you know, I moved out to the woods, and I've had, like, little to no experiences since we moved out here. And I'm just like, this is so calm and relaxed.
I think we were talking talking about that in the Discord the other day. I literally moved to suburbia for that reason. And all I really get is like my guides, ancestors, and travelers like around my home. And it's very sparse. It's not like my other houses I have lived in that have more activity. And you're literally in the woods.
Well, when I lived in downtown San Francisco for like, what, 12 years, 13 years, something like that? It was constant. It was literally fucking constant. And I lived in my last apartment building, because we had three apartments in that building because I liked living there. It was constant. You'd have people that would like take their life and then just be in my house. And I'm like, oh, please.
It's horrible. It was horrible.
And it was terrible and bad and not fun. And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And so like being away from that where you don't see that sort of thing so often, it's like, this is amazing. Why would anyone seek this shit out? I am obviously just joshing, but
yeah, for the most part. If she can't, like, if we ever like visit each other, we're definitely when gonna be doing some spirit stuff. Exactly. So Rob is just lying.
Frank's gonna be so mad. He doesn't let me bring the Ouija board into the house anymore.
Lame.
He's so boring. You have like one time where the skeptic is faced with like, what was that? And suddenly you're not allowed to bring a Ouija board in the house anymore because ghosts aren't real and I'm not dealing with this. Blah, blah, blah. I know he's listening to this and he's rolling his eyes and he's going to text me and be like, that's not what happened. It is.
I love your
he hates impression. It. He'll also text me about that. It's not funny.
It's not funny, yeah. It is funny, actually. Can you imagine, like, whenever when you guys like go back to England, like how thicker his accent's gonna be?
I actually can't wait for that. I actually legitimately can't wait for that. His accent has watered down so much over the last 10 years that he has this weird like American English amalgamation accent now. And his accent when we first got together was like so cockney and I was so into it. So and my child is already picking up like British, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like dialect things, because he calls me mummy now and stuff. And it's just, I'm like, oh. Do you remember 6 months ago when you kind of sounded like me?
Right. Right. And now you're going to go, you know, go over to England and just, he's just going to, they're just going to be.
Mummy. Oh my god, makes me psycho. This is what I get. This is my fault.
But I might have to break apart my stories in like two parts, because like two other things happen and they're kind of like long to explain.
Alright, well, we can talk about it next time, because I do want to hear about it.
We're getting closer to the time where everyone honors the dead and stuff like that, so
I know, I'm actually kind of dreading it this year.
So have you been experiencing anything?
Not anything more than usual. Yeah. This is going to be my first year since my grandfather passed that we'll be doing our ofrenda. And so I'm not really certain how I'm going to navigate that one, because my grandfather was a very interesting man. For those of you who don't know, my grandfather passed away in June. Of complications, basically, to dementia. But yeah, anyway. And he was a very...
I only laugh because you've told me stories.
I know. My grandfather and I had a complicated relationship. We'll put it that way. He was a very good man. He was very funny, but he was also incredibly reserved. That I actually really didn't get to know that much about him until he had dementia. Because he just like kind of kept to himself. And it wasn't until he was like losing his mind that he was like telling me all these stories where I would be like, that can't be true. And my grandma would be like, yeah, no, that actually happened. And so I'm very torn on how I'm gonna deal with that. Mostly because I don't know that I knew him that well when he was of sound mind to be making confident decisions for what would go on the altar. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll be fine. Like, he liked beer. That's pretty easy to do. But I don't know. I'm having, this is like the first time I'm having like an internal crisis about what to do for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's like, I'm trying to think of how to word this. How do you make decisions for somebody for something like that when they didn't want you to know those things when they were of sound mind? And it was just because of who he was in general. It wasn't like a me thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm having a real crisis conflict about the whole thing.
Yeah. Have you? I know that you've shared your stories about him on here.
Yeah.
But like, have you interacted with his energy? Because I find a lot of like,
I haven't.
Who have dealt with like dementia, they feel like kind of lost afterwards. And
I have not.
Yeah.
My grandma says that she has been seeing and feeling him there. But my grandma also, like, makes me say hi to his urn every time we show up. So I'm not so certain my grandma's dealing with his death awesomely. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So bad for your grandma. She's, like, the sweetest
woman. Listen, you guys. My grandmother is the nicest woman who's ever lived in her entire life. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever been nicer than Mary. Just period. Point blank, positive. Yeah. She's literally an angel. She's a saint. When she goes, I will be heartbroken, just beyond belief. Thinking about it sometimes makes me upset. I don't know that she's dealing with it so well, and I can't blame her. She was, you know, a housewife and his caregiver for the last several years, and they were together for 70 years, so I don't blame her for it at all. But when she says things to me, like she sees him and she feels him there, I'm just not so sure. You know what I mean? Because I don't sense any kind of energy. Maybe it's different because they're connected. Who am I to judge that or deny that? Mm-hmm. But I do wonder if some of that's just like her not really coping.
I wonder if that's because he was so reserved and maybe he's just less reserved.
I mean, and that might be it too. Yeah, that totally might be it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm having this like internal crisis, and I think that mixed with other things going on in my life right now where I'm feeling a little overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really doubting myself on what to do for the ofrenda this year and simultaneously what to do for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to get it wrong, which is, I understand, like such a silly amount of pressure to put on myself, but it's true.
Yeah. I do feel like when we cross over, especially when we have time to reflect and stuff like that, that we become like better versions of ourselves sometimes. So maybe he'll just understand that you're doing it from the heart.
I totally agree with that. And the other thing about him is my grandfather was a complete atheist.
Yeah.
Like a complete atheist, like to the point, like my grandmother, my grandmother is a devout Catholic.
Yeah.
Goes to church every Sunday. If she can't make it to church, she watches it on the TV. Like when COVID was happening, she attended her 6 a.m. church on the TV every Sunday. She did her confessions on the TV. They would do like these group confessions. Like it's a whole thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I also wonder how he might feel about being maybe in like, I was very reserved with my spiritual practice with them because of how religious my grandmother is. Mm-hmm. And by the time like my first book came out and I kind of had to tell them a little bit, right?
Yeah.
He was already like mentally gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how he would feel about being put on an altar. You know what I mean? Like, and so just one of those silly little things. I'm overthinking it. I know I am, but
you want to get it right. That just shows.
I just want to get it right. It's important to me, and I want to get it right. And so I'm really doubting myself about a lot of things on there. And I mean, obviously, I'm still going to do it, but we'll figure out what that looks like.
Yeah. I can't wait to see what you do. I hope it resonates and makes you feel good.
Thanks, Mom.
You're so welcome, honey.
I think that's all we have time for. So really glad to end that on a downer. You're also freaking welcome.
I hope that no one goes to the thrift store and buys a creepy panda and tries to talk.
I think you all should, actually. We do have a community question this week. So as usual, this will be posted on our Discord, but simultaneously on our Instagram, where we are posting these prompts as a way for you to engage with people and allow them to know what you would do in this situation. Because as Maria and I always say, hearing other people's opinions are a really good way to get a solid structure in your own opinions and your own beliefs.
Yeah, exactly.
So that being said, this week's community question is ways people recommend to finding a witchy job. And I'm going to expand on that and say ways that you can incorporate your witchiness into your mundane job.
Ooh, I love that twist.
Yeah. I'm really smart.
Yeah, you are. You got some big brains.
So thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part two exclusive episodes, have a spell of the month box, and a Discord full of fun events.
Literally and overflowing. Yeah. Our cup overfloweth.
Always.
So anyway, thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you next time.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.